Thank you for calling customer support. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. I'd like to know what this is plan is all about. This is a meal plan that you guys have?
I'm not familiar with what you're in reference to, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, and I'll be more than happy to explain it to you.
18080. I went on a Walmart site to apply for a mixer that they were giving away, and then I end up applying for a meal plan that I do not want.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Luisa, L-U-I-S-A, Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A.
All righty. And Ms. Rivera, for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
6213 Reston Court in Slatington, Pennsylvania.
All right. Give me 1 second while I locate this account for you. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do see that you recently entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. And in the terms and conditions of the sweepstakes, it does tell you that you will be enrolled in a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps.
I did not see that in the thing when I was doing my process there.
Yes,
that's why,
ma'am.
Why did they throw me through a meal plan?
Yes, ma'am. It is one of our meal planning apps, and I do see you have the one that's called Bites Hubs. Now, it's a great little meal planning app. It shows you how to cut your carb and sugar intake, and it also provides you with recipes on how to eat better. I can have this reduced to $20 a month for you because we are running a special at the time.
But I don't want that. That's not what I applied for. I applied for the mixer or wanted to apply for the mixer.
Yes.
So that's false advertisement.
It's part of the sweepstakes entry.
Well, where did that – I didn't see that in the thing.
Yes, ma'am. When you enter into that sweepstakes and you have to scroll all the way down through those terms and conditions, it does inform you – that you will be enrolling into a monthly subscription for a meal planning app.
Well, how do I back out of that? Because I don't want that.
I can get you canceled out of that.
Yeah. Figures it was too good to be true.
Alrighty. I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that, ma'am. You can't be billed anything further. That cancellation takes effect immediately, okay? And I do
Thank
have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, please.
Alrighty, and let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
That will be C as in Charlie. That's 920-598-639.
Okay, so it's Charlie as in, C as in Charlie, 920-598-639.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's canceled now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, because I'm like, what the heck?
Yes, ma'am. But you're completely canceled out of that, okay?
Okay, thank you, hon, and I appreciate it very much.
You're more than welcome, and then I do thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day, ma'am.
Thanks, you too now. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.